It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Myrtle with KRWG News. An East Coast author's interest in New Mexico books over the years has turned into an award-winning book collection. I talked with 2020 Tichner Collecting Prize winner Maida Tilchin to find out why New Mexico fascinated her so much and to learn more about her adventures in book collecting. Maida, thanks for joining us. I'd like to start off with a question about what really interested you about New Mexico, and what has your focus been with collecting books about the state?
From my first visit in 1993, I loved it because it was so different from the East Coast, where I've spent most of my life. On my first visit, I read Mabel Dodge Lujan's memoir of starting the artist colony in Taos in the 1920s, and I got hooked on learning about those early artists and writers. I had always been trying to write novels, and when I came home from that first visit, I decided that if I wrote books about New Mexico, the trip would never end. And I'm still on it 28 years later. I've published two historical novels set in the 1920s. And to write historical novels, of course, I had to read a lot of books. And that's how my New Mexico book collection began. To be honest, I'd rather be searching for and reading books about New Mexico than writing them. And my two books, one is called Land Beyond Maps, and the other is called She's Gone Santa Fe.
What type of books are you most interested in when it comes to collecting books about New Mexico?
Well, there's so many great books about New Mexico. I mostly read nonfiction. My favorite ones are memoirs and biographies. I love reading the ones by the women who ran trading posts with their husbands, usually, and they made friends with their Navajo neighbors. There are many books about the early archaeologists and anthropologists, like, what was it like to be the first to explore an ancient Puebloan site? What was it like to be the first to live with and study the Navajo or Pueblo people? And for some of those first explorers, they rode horseback all over New Mexico, and they wrote memoirs about all the strange sights they saw. When I'm reading those books, I've escaped to another fascinating world, which is what I want from reading. And every New Mexico book I read leads me to other ones. At first, I was reading mostly about the white people, and the books by and about white people, because I could identify with them. But those books made me want to read about the Indians and the Spanish, all the other great cultures that New Mexico has. There's so much to read about.
Okay, let's talk about your collection. What is the oldest book about New Mexico in your collection?
My oldest book is 1866. It's by a man named James Beline. He was a Civil War soldier, and then after the Civil War, he got sent to be in the cavalry in New Mexico. But in his memoir, which he published only a year later, 1867, he describes riding on horseback all over New Mexico and all the things he saw. And one thing I've learned about, I read a lot of these old, kind of, you could call them travel books, people, early kind of travelers in New Mexico, the things they saw, you see over and over again, right up to now. They're the things that I see as a tourist now. You know, visiting the Taos Pueblo or the Zuni Pueblo or Santa Fe, all these same places. So that's the oldest book in my collection, and I love that. His experience was really different from mine, and not that different from mine in a lot of ways.
What, in your opinion, is your biggest prize in your collection?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this. I love them all. I love them all. One that I especially like is a 1931 catalog of the first art exhibit of art by American Indians, not just the Southwest, but the whole country. It's amazing to me. Until 1931, you know, and that particular exhibit, which this was a catalog, it traveled to museums all over the East Coast and maybe to Chicago. It was organized by John Sloan and Oliver LaFarge and Mary Austin because they just felt like the beautiful things that the Indians were producing was being called craft. It wasn't something people would put in a museum. It was just seen as a kind of lower thing. They wanted the museums and the art dealers and the art buyers to understand this is art. Get rid of your racist stuff about who gets art. That's the most precious thing in my collection.
You must have had some really interesting traveling experiences collecting books about New Mexico over the years. Can you share with us one of your most memorable moments collecting these rare finds?
Well, a lot of it's just going in New Mexico, going to use bookstores and finding books. But one of the funnest things that happened was I was at the, I think it might be called the Center for Southwest Research. It's in Taos. It's an archive. And I was visiting there several years ago, and they were getting rid of stuff that were duplicates, you know, that they didn't need anymore in their collection. And that's, of course, what interests me, because that's what you can actually buy in an archive or a library. So I went through them, and I pulled out, I think it was an old magazine, and I was going to buy it when something fell out of it. And what fell out of it was a letter that belonged in the archive, which they had just never opened the magazine, I guess. And it was a letter from one of the Gustorf family, which is a prominent Jewish merchant family in Taos. It was a letter from the Gustorf's daughter to her parents. One of the things she said was she was in Colorado Springs and she missed Taos. So I was so excited and showed it to the archivist because I had actually found something to go in an archive, and it's, I assume, in their archive now.
When was the letter dated?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was dated, I think, 1913.
That had to be quite the experience. I want to thank you, Maida, for sharing so much with us. Maida Chilchin is an award-winning book collector and author. Maida, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.